Dr. Ghosi is free on $250,000 bail after pleading not guilty to the 114-count charge against him. He is allowed to continue his medical practice, but has voluntarily surrendered his DEA license, preventing him from prescribing controlled substances. Prosecutors did not comment outside the courtroom, but Ghosi's lead defense attorney, Joel Daniels, did. He says the case started as a dispute with workers' compensation and has escalated into allegations of fraud.
What's it all about? What's the beef here? Whether or not the bill that went to comp was appropriately signed. And the rest of it, by large measure, is nothing more than regulatory nitpicking over scripts issued for 30-day refills for pain medication. Again, refills for pain medication.
Daniels says they will prove that every prescription in question was for legitimate medical needs for patients that were legitimately examined. Dr. Ghosi has, according to Daniels, more than 10,000 patients. While prosecutors liken him to a drug dealer, Ghosi's supporters say he is providing the pain management that other doctors won't out of fear of government backlash. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.